The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, that is a musical version of the Marseillaise, the French national anthem. We've been talking about today being Bastille Day because Ben Healy nearly won Bastille Day's stage in the Tour de France, stage 10, up the mountains today. He didn't manage it, but he has managed to find himself in yellow, only the fourth Irish cyclist. So a magnificent achievement. And that's a huge, huge thing for anybody to do. But it gets huge attention, this particular stage in France. And there's a reason they held off the first mountain stage until today on Bastille Day, a massive day in that country's calendar. The reason we're bringing it up now, though, is nothing to do with cycling. It's because we want to try and understand how the Marseillaise became the French national anthem. I mean, Marseille in the title is a city in the south of France, nothing to do with kind of revolutionary fervour in Paris. So Ronan McGreevy is going to shed light on this. The journalist, the historian, the author of many books. You will have heard him most recently, possibly, on The Rest Is History. He did a sterling job alongside Paul Rice of telling Ireland's revolutionary history. Ronan focused on the Civil War. Ronan, it's great to talk to you as always. So what's
the book called?
What is the background to the Marseillaise?
Well, it's very interesting background. It reminds me of the probably the other most famous national anthem in the world, which is the Star Spangled Banner, which was dashed off in the night by Francis Scott Keyes in 1812. The Marseillaise was basically composed on the spot by an amateur musician called Claude Joseph Rouge de Lille in 1792. This is 3 years after the after the revolution, after the storming of the Bastille Day on July the 14th. And so he was asked to come up with a sort of patriotic song because at that stage the French were fending off invasion by both the Austrians and the Prussians. And he came up with the song. It was originally called A Chant de Guerre pour l'Armée de Rhin, the war song for the Army of the Rhine. And it became known as the Marseillaise because it spread like wildfire throughout France. And some soldiers from Marseille were marching through the city of Paris on parade, and it just became attached to them, although it's nothing to do with Marseille, the city at all.
That's fascinating. It's just because those soldiers from Marseille were singing it so fervently.
That's it, yeah. And it's always been a very, obviously, the reason why it's one of the great national anthems is, and even if you don't understand the words, it's one of those uplifting things. I mean, I was in Paris in 2009 for the Ireland France match, which we drew nil all, and I remember the Irish fans were all sort of humming along to the Marseillaise as well. It's just because it's such a catchy tune, and I think that's the first great thing about it. And you know, it's been I think it's not just the sort of a national anthem of France. It's a kind of an anthem for liberation against tyranny everywhere. I mean, obviously the most famous example of it is in Casablanca.
Yes, what a scene.
German officers march in, and that's the first what do you call them, Claude Reynard strikes up the band, and that really is like and that was obviously that film was made in 1942 when France is under occupation. So I think that's probably the most famous example of that song.
So when did they adopt it? So yeah, as you say, it's written for the French Army of the Rhine, and it's named for them initially. Gets nicknamed the Marseillaise because they're singing it so fervently on the streets. When is it officially adopted, and has it been the national anthem ever since, or were there periods of time where it was jettisoned?
Well, it was jettisoned because it became synonymous with the revolution, and Napoleon ditched it, and so did some of the French monarchs who, you know, the when the restoration of the French monarchy happened in the 19th century. But I think since about 1870, I think around the time of the Franco-Prussian War, it became the official national anthem of France and has been ever since. Although one of the French presidents back in the 1970s, Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, was very kind of upset about the third verse of it. And I'm not even going to pronounce it, but it says basically in English that we're going to fertilize our soil with these impure foreigners' blood, and he was saying that it wasn't really appropriate anthem for Franco-German relations, but I don't think anybody would want the lyrics of it changed at this stage. It's far too precious the way it is.
Yeah, is there ever any controversy in France, to your knowledge, about the lyrics, about kind of, you know, I guess where people start to really hum along is, you know, marchons, marchons, which is kind of let's march, let's march, that their impure blood should water our fields. I mean, you'd imagine us engaging in awful navel gazing every couple of years about this. I mean, maybe the French are just too proud for that.
No, they don't care. They're not us, you know. I mean, it's not like that the line. It's not like, you know, they're desecrate one of their great songs like we did with Fairy Tale in New York by changing words we don't like. I mean, look, it is what it is. I don't think anybody in France, when they sing it, wants to fertilize the soil of France with the blood of foreigners. But I don't think people take that literally anymore. They're very proud of their national anthem, and well, they should be.
Is it your favorite national anthem?
Yes.
Isn't it
everybody's? Is there any better one, is there?
The Soviet national anthem and the anthem of the German Democratic Republic. Come on, Ronan, you know this.
I couldn't possibly come. I think some of the, when you look at the bigger countries, the bigger the country, the more memorable the anthem, it seems to me. I mean, obviously, you know, the US anthem is really, really catchy as well, and the Russian one, the German one. I wouldn't put ours anywhere near the sort of top table of national anthems, would you?
No, I'm afraid it's not. It's dining on scraps elsewhere in the restaurant. Ronan, listen, it's always great to talk to you. Ronan McGreevy is a journalist, historian, author of many historical novels, and you will have heard him very, very recently, I'm sure. If you haven't, you should remedy that now. Well, not now, after 7 o'clock when we come off air, because he was a recent guest with Dominic Sambrook and Tom Holland on The Rest is History, talking about the Irish Civil War, which was fascinating.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.